Great. Well, we are kind of flying here at the Life Enrichment Center because this is our third Sunday in a whole month of Sundays where we're officially focusing on love. And as we mentioned and as we sang about, the title of my talk this morning is The Power of Love. And what I'd like us to consider together this morning is this: that even though all sacred texts tell us in various words that love is gentle, love is kind, love is patient, though we hear that love is humble and slow to anger, that there is nothing more powerful in all of earth and heaven than the power of love. And so for these past few weeks, we have been reflecting on God as love, and that love is the very life within us, that it is the inspiration and intention and action that gives our life here on earth meaning and our ultimate goal of spiritual self-discovery. In A Course in Miracles, we read that meaning does not lie in things, it lies in us. And so as we discover love within ourselves, as we discover that love is who we are, and we experience that love for ourselves and for others, that's the meaning of life. Now, we've been talking about the nature of love and how it expresses in this world through us and our perspective of others, and so how it often appears as unselfishness and compassion and non-judgment. And we've talked about the ultimate necessity of our experience of love within ourselves, without which any success in this world means nothing. And we hear all the time that love makes the world go round. And that's not just a lyrical concept. If we believe that God is love, as it's written in 1 John 4:8 of the Bible and in many sacred texts, and as our own spiritual intuition can confirm, and if we believe that God is all there is, then it follows that we live in a universe that is powered by love. Love, then, is the very power that holds our earth in space and moves the galaxies. Love is the power on earth that rushes the rivers over waterfalls. It is the power in the wind that blows through the pines, and the wind that energizes the ocean waves. And yet that same power moves the wings of a butterfly and beats the heart of a newborn baby. And so the power of love in its strength and in its gentleness is the universal force in all of life. And it's the force within each of us. Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote in The Science of Mind that could we but conceive of love as the only power in the universe and as the love at the very center of our being, while at the same time being ever more than that which we could experience moment to moment, then we would expand spiritually and intellectually and live in the freedom of love. Love is the power that heals our mind and body. It is the power that dissolves anger and conflict, and it is the power that inspires acts of courage and selflessness. For us to live without a conscious awareness of the power of love that is available to us always and never fails is to live our life feeling weak and fearful. Love is no more weak than love is blind. Love sees in the full light of truth. It sees beyond the shadows and the contradictions and the seeming divisions of this world. Come on in. And it sees unity and seeks oneness rather than separation. And all we need to do is to look at any of the many videos of animals that are available online these days for us to know that love dwells in the heart of every living being, whether it's an animal or a human, in that place where all life is one and the same. Because love transcends differences, and love transcends differences in species. Like the hippo, and I don't know if you saw the baby hippo who had been separated from its mother because of a tsunami and was adopted by a giant male tortoise. Or the little puppy, the little wolf puppy that became fast friends with a baby grizzly. And they remained friends for 6 years, even after both had reached their full maturity. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples. And there are hits on these videos in the millions around the world of kittens and puppies together, of grown cats and birds together, of monkeys and tigers together, and of mother dogs and cats and mother whatevers willing to nurture and feed whatever little baby needs to be fed. All around the world, we love to see these examples of love expressing in nature. The unconditional love that transcends differences and expresses right in that place where natural enemies should appear. So why is it so difficult for us, we humans, who have the same unconditional love available to us, to transcend our differences? If we believe that there is another power in this world, that there is not only one. If we believe that God isn't the only power, and that there is another creative power, then it's easy for us to believe that life is full of irreconcilable differences, of contradictions and opposites. And so we observe and we remember and we anticipate love and hate, friends and enemies, joy and sorrow. And we see these things as having equal reality, equal value, and equal strength. In fact, pairs of opposites actually seem to assist us in understanding their meaning. From a dualistic point of view, peace, for example, is understood as the opposite of conflict. How do we know when peace has been achieved? There's no more conflict. Health is understood as the opposite of sickness. How do we know when we're healthy? We're not sick. And so power is understood as the opposite of weakness. How and when do we feel powerful? When we have power over something or someone, and we feel weak when they or it have power over us. And so love and the power of love, seen from a dualistic point of view, as opposed to seeing the power as the only power unopposed, power in us becomes a power struggle. And it's usually between us and the world around us and the love between us. And so we don't experience love as an unopposed state of being that can heal our body, heal our mind, bring joy to our experience, can harmonize our relationships, and give grace and beauty to everything we do. And so we experience the struggle. Now, we all know couples, no one here, I'm sure, that go through this kind of power struggle. I mean, I have a couple that comes to mind, and just for privacy's sake, I'm going to refer to them as Joe and Natalie. But most of us know a Joe and Natalie. One Friday night, they had just gone through their third argument of the day, and we're giving them each other the silent treatment, silently vowing that they wouldn't be the first to break the silence. And so at bedtime, Joe, who liked to sleep in on Saturdays and couldn't seem to wake up with an alarm clock any time, suddenly remembered that he had a golf game in the morning and that he needed Natalie, who always got up at 4:30 a.m., no matter what, to wake him at 5 a.m. for his golf game. But not wanting to lose the battle of the wills and be on the losing side of the power struggle, he wrote a little note to Natalie. And he said, "Natalie, I need you to wake me up at 5 a.m. Love, Joe." And he silently tipped over and he put it on her nightstand. Well, in the morning, when Joe woke up at 9 a.m. and had missed his golf game, he was a little upset. He couldn't understand why Natalie didn't wake him up. And he was just about to go downstairs and let her know how upset he was when he noticed a little slip of paper on his side of the bed. It said, "Good morning, Joe. It's 5 a.m. Wake up. Love, Natalie." Now, we all have experienced moments in our life when we have felt the power of love in ourselves. Those moments when we felt lovable and loving, that it just, life felt so good. We felt radiant and excited to be alive. I mean, there was a song in our heart and a poem on our lips, and it was a time of amazing, absolute bliss and freedom. Right before fear set in, we had finally found that feeling of love that we had been looking for. And right in the middle of our bliss, it suddenly occurred to us that what can be found can also be lost. And so our feelings of bliss turned into feelings of fear. When we believe that love is something to be found outside of ourselves, and when we believe that our feelings of love depend on that someone we've found, then rather than experiencing ourselves as love and realizing that the love that we're feeling has been suddenly awakened in us by a life experience, we mistakenly believe that the life experience itself created the love, and since it was created outside of us, that we can lose it. And so what can be powerful, blissful love turns into weakened love and fear and worry. In A Course in Miracles, we read, "Only love is strong because it is undivided." When our sense of love is divided, when we don't see love as not being power over, but the only power anywhere, then the power struggle in us is to attract love to us and then to keep love with us. And so we seek power. We might seek the power of seduction. We want to attract love to us, keep it close at hand. But seduction comes with the fear that we may not be attractive enough for long enough, and that we will lose our love to another attraction. Or we might use the power of control by placing demands on someone to keep them close to us and to keep their love close to us, or by submitting to their demands to keep them happy. But the power of control comes with the fear that we may lose control of the love that we found, or that we will be controlled by it. Love that is undivided is the only love that's strong. When we believe that we can make love happen and then prevent it from leaving, our love is anything but powerful. Undivided love, love that is seen everywhere present, is the love that comprises the universe. It is the love that is everywhere we are. It is the love that can't go anywhere because it is already everywhere. The writer and poet Khalil Gibran wrote that when you love, you should not say, "God is in my heart," but rather, "I am in the heart of God." To believe that we could be anything but love, when we live in a universe that is created by love, to believe that we could exist for a moment outside of love, when we are powered by love, is as meaningless as a drop of water in the ocean, believing that it could be something other than a drop of ocean water, and believing that it could exist somewhere outside of the ocean. See, love really isn't a choice. It's who we are. When we say, "I do not love," what we're really saying is, "I do not feel the love that I am." We are created by love. We are powered by love. And we are empowered in our life by loving. So I invite us all this morning to just take a moment to turn within and to just breathe in that peace for just a moment. And it's easy here in this sanctuary to feel the love and to feel it inside ourselves. But we are that love that is right here, right now. And when we walk out the door, we are still that love. We live and move and have our being in love. And without love, our life has no meaning. It is up to us to allow the love that we are to express. That really is the only choice. We have always been love, and we are love in this moment. There is not anyone that we can't love, because the love at the very center of our being is already loving all the world. And so in this moment when it is so easy to feel the love, let your awareness open to more of it, to more of you, to more of that power at the center of your being. The power that can and will heal the body, harmonize relationships, and give grace and beauty to everything you do. Love is all that can be shared. It's all we have to extend. It is who we are. And so just feel that power in you. Feel yourself open to it. And feel it well up in you. Until it feels as if it might overflow. And in that conscious awareness of love, when you're ready, open your eyes. Again, from Khalil Gibran. Love has no desire but to fulfill itself, to melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody to the night, to wake up at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. So I invite all of us, as a spiritual practice this week, to remember who you are, to turn within to that power of love at the center of your being, and in silent communion, allow love's power to love everyone, remove and dissolve any fear of loving. And then throughout the week, even before you get out of bed, whatever time you wake up, to say to yourself, I live in the heart of God. And then give thanks for another day of loving. And then throughout your day and throughout the week, as you interact with everyone, remember that the greatest love of all is already inside of you. Namaste.